Now my kids are going to do this whole house church. I can do it on my phone.
Pledge, salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Board communication.
So I don't really have a superintendent's report other than I just wanted to let you know, Melissa did the rollover for students to move up to the next grade level. And we currently have 30 students enrolled in TK at Wheatland Al. 28 in the regular program and 2 in the SDC. We have 16 at Lone Tree, but I think there's some in the portal still. So our rollover numbers look good, assuming they all show back up. We're probably gonna have to add a teacher at Wheatland Al for that extra TK, just because it's probably gonna be we have to see what happens with the kindergarten numbers too, but that's kind of what we're looking at. And that's all I have to report.
Communication.
Not working.
Yeah, that's probably what Nick had to do.
He sent me the password.
We all had to go in and disconnect it, right. And then re-add it back in.
Because my phone, it'll come through my phone, but it won't let me delete anything on my phone.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go on my phone to give me a second because I can get to the emails there. But
he sent me a password. Keeps to work.
Yeah, he sent me mine too.
Do you have an Apple?
Yeah, this right here.
Yeah. I mean, on your phone?
No.
Yeah. No. So I think it.
But he sent me mine off through here, my email.
Interesting.
My password to the email.
I had the same problem that Ron had and Regine had. You haven't had a problem?
No.
Wow. Had password.
I'm on.
Okay.
Oh, but
that's.
Mine got the same password. I put it in. It's the right password, but it wouldn't take it. Okay, communication
from
the public. Annette?
Hi,
Annette.
Oh, hi. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hi.
You have anything you want to report today?
Oh, I'm just in time then. Boy, you guys
just
are
in time,
today.
Yeah.
I'll be sending out the newsletter this afternoon. It's for our summer newsletter, so it has quite a bit of things in there. We are doing some trainings. We'll be doing our 1-2-3 magic parenting training. It'll be on Tuesday the 28th for parents, and it'll be from 11 to 1. We're hoping to do it lunchtime, so we're making it a Zoom. It was going to be in person, but we're going to have to do Zoom now that our status has changed on the base for HPCon. I know this week has been pretty amazing. The kids have had an archery camp, and which just seems like it's been really cool. They have a lot of other camps coming up. We have students can apply for a youth space camp. So I'll be sending that out to you guys with some information on that. And also a leadership camp for teens. Just lots of really cool stuff going on. So I just appreciate it. I know you guys are probably are ready for the summer and you're like, not worried about that kind of thing. But just let me know if there's anything that you need me. I work through the summer. So if the district needs anything or any of the teachers or have questions or anything like that, right now I am teleworking. So you can reach me on my either email or on my work cell number. And I'll give that to you guys. It's 530-632-0255. So if you guys do happen to need me, I can be reached. Okay. And there was one other thing. Oh, I think I've mentioned before, but we're preparing for our back to school brigade this year to give away school supplies and backpacks and all the other cool stuff. And it'll be on the Thursday, the 4th of August. So it'll be, once again, we try to get it prior to school starting. And it'll be from 9 to noon at our Recce Point Club on the base. Today I went and briefed our local Kiwanis Club in Yuba City. So it's been great just reaching out to the different nonprofits and all that. So we've had such a good response. So I do appreciate everybody. And if there's any of you that would like to attend the Back to School Brigade on August 4th, just let me know. We'd love to have you so you can kind of see what happens and what we do there. It's a very fun event. So just wanted to let you know that, but thank you guys so much for all you do. Hope all goes well for the summer. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Annette, for all you do.
Oh, anytime. I love it. keeps me young.
There you go.
Okay. On to action items, 4.1. Approval of the 2021
LCAP. Well, we talked about this last time, so I can report it. It's actually the 2022. I think we forgot to change the date. So it's 2022-23 LCAP, and you guys received it last week, and I didn't receive any comments on it from the public. So it's here for your approval. Can you change that to 2022 just in your motion?
Can I not read it?
You read it right. We misprinted it.
Oh, okay. 2022.
Thank you.
I'm like, I just got new glasses. It's not bad. Okay.
Second.
Seconded. Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? 4.1 passes. 4.2, approval of the 22-23 budget.
No, it's a 21-22. Oh, yeah. That is, what the heck?
The second one.
Yeah.
Okay. 21-22 budget, 22-23 estimated actuals.
Other way around. 22-23 budget and 21-22 estimated actuals.
Okay.
So, sorry about that.
Okay. Great.
So, again, we went through the PowerPoint on this last week. It's the one that we have to talk about and then give it at least 24 hours before we bring it back. So it is here for your approval. I don't think you want to see the PowerPoint again.
No, I am making a motion that we approve 4.2 before Greg gets his PowerPoint. And we go through it a second time. Second. Okay, it's been motion that seconded and third. Approval for the approval. Any discussion, corrections, or any?
They'll be corrected in a minute. Yeah.
So what, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So passes. Okay, 4.3, approval of the Cal Sheep Ventilation Program grant for a local school.
So PG&E has this grant program to make your HVAC systems more efficient. But they have to be a certain age. And so the only one that qualifies currently is Lone Tree School, which it actually surprised me because PG&E, we don't really use PG&E much out there, but it is listed. And so what this would do is bring in money to have a company come in and perform all the checks and maintenance and all that and upgrade our HVAC that needs to be done to meet the program.
Is there any match for us? Or
there is no match for us.
Oh,
yeah. So, and you know, I'm working with the company. They helped us write the thing. So. So there's been two. This is the second round of funding, and then there might be a third round, and then the third round, apparently at that point, Wheat Linnell and Bear River would qualify. But. They're newer machines up there. You know, we replaced all those a number of years ago, but the Lone Tree ones are definitely in need. In fact, we have an estimate right now to replace some of the items on all of them that it's over $10,000, but I'm putting it on hold, hoping that this program will fix those things and it gets paid for by the program instead of us having to pay the $10,000.
Commission of approved 4.3, the approval of the CalShape Demolition Program grant for Lone Tree. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? So passes. 4.4, approval of J13A request for attendance credit.
So we are going to put in the J13 request for days that we were not able to recoup from COVID losses for children that were out with COVID that didn't do independent study or so we're not sure whether the state's going to pay that, but we know they won't pay it if you don't put in for it. So we're putting in for it at both the Charter Academy and at our district level with the hopes that we will get some sort of funding. The governor's budget did have some relief, but the legislative budget did not have the relief. So we'll see what happens when they actually negotiate the final part of it. But this at least gets us in line to get some reimbursement if they choose to do it that way. We may get nothing, but it doesn't hurt to try.
Questions, comments, concerns? Can I have a motion?
So moved.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? So passes. Any more comments? I have some more questions.
Okay.
First one is on the, I know you told me about the West Side Infrastructure Agreement that it had expired. Do we have an expiration date on that? I'm just curious because I know that Debbie negotiated that and it just doesn't seem like she would allow an expiration date knowing how Wheatland was not building.
Yeah, I can get you a copy of it.
That would be awesome. And then second, did you get a chance to, or the city, are they going to figure out what they need to do to fix the water issues so we can water?
So I emailed Jim at the city. So we have a pressure issue at Bear River, and it's causing our sprinkler system not water effectively. And so Jim responded and said that his guys were getting together with our guys. So I assume that they have talked to Rich, but I don't know that for a fact. Okay. So he emailed yesterday and said they were looking into the fact because we were wondering if where they hooked up to the main to go to the new system over there, if that caused the issue, if it's a temporary issue because they're filling water trucks there, or if it's an ongoing issue. Our booster pump has a safety mechanism. If the pressure gets too low, it won't work. And we need the booster pump to work to be able to shoot out the water.
What time do you water?
What's that?
What time does the water system come on?
Because in the night.
Because I know in the morning they're drawing water out of the hydrant in front of the high school.
It's not at the same time.
We put in that lift system for all those forecast homes and we for the feature homes here because the city couldn't afford it at that time. They need to, and now since we're not going to be able to get reimbursed, but is it like $250,000? I believe it was.
Yeah, I don't have the number in front of me.
But I mean, they need to make sure that they're making it right so we can water our school. And they also, my other thing is, in front of Wheatland Owl, where they did all that new landscaping that has weeds like as tall as, you know, some of the kids there, they need to maintain that. It looks terrible on us, and it's not our responsibility to send somebody out there. I went by there today, and I was appalled at the weeds and the just, I mean, it looks horrible.
Yeah, I actually hit them up because they had dying plants out there and whatnot, and they basically, the city said that they didn't have enough money left to really landscape it well, but they do understand it's their responsibility to take care of it. I actually saw a maintenance guy there a week or so ago, but
and maybe he needs a lesson of what is weeds. Yes. And what is plants.
Yeah, I will reach out to Jim again because I'm going to ask him about the water thing, because when he said, he responded that my guys are in touch with your guys. So I assume that meant they, because Chad's out, I assume that meant they talked to Rich or Jose, and I'm sure they didn't talk to Jose. So
I don't know that the lift station has anything to do with the water.
No, that's a separate issue. But
I'm just saying, we took care of that when they needed it. They need to make sure that they do their due diligence to help us out when we need the items that we need.
So it may be something that we have to get a different booster pump or something, because we're gonna, if the water pressure is gonna remain low, because it went down like 4 or 5 pounds, then we're gonna have to do something to get to be able to get the sprinklers to reach where they need to reach.
I wonder if we could negotiate that with the, look, you didn't have to pay for this and you're supposed to, if we needed one, I'm just saying.
I mean, we can certainly talk to them about that. That I would think maybe the developer would have to help.
You may need some help.
But yeah. They're flat out knowing that they got a deal with the date of, and I'm talking out of the top of my head, but I think it was only good for 5 years or something like that. And then remember the economy fell out,
right,
and they didn't build the houses. So it definitely had a date in which they no longer were going to be responsible.
Which I believe you. I would just like to say it, because it amazes me, because Debbie was such a hardcore business person to not lose that. I'm amazed that she let them put. Unless she thought they were gonna build right away. Yeah. So
I don't remember what year that was.
It was before I was here, so it's been 15. Well,
it was right after the school, right?
It was right after the school was built. Yeah.
It's been a long time.
It was before me. Yeah. It was a little bit, because I came right after the school was built. So
I'll get it, and I'll let you see.
Okay. So I saw on the paper today that we was putting in a new metering system. So they're all
going to be meters. And I was wondering if that's what caused the low pressure, is because they're doing the meter system.
Right.
But I did reach out to him yesterday, whatever day it was, I talked to Rich about it.
So. Well, I'm writing in the paper, there's a new boot barn that's going to build a big store, and we're by Burlington. So, that's important.
That's important.
So those are my questions for this. I have a couple for.
Okay, I will get you that.
And thank you, Mr. Town, for being here on your vacation retreat, relax, whatever you're doing. Thank you for joining us. That's super cool that you took the time to do that. So.
Thank you. I'm actually at an administrator conference. My workshop just got over, so it was perfect timing.
Oh, so you're working, so I can't even give you a hard time about, being up there relaxing.
Yeah,
okay.
You look pretty relaxed.
I feel
just because you can't see the vodka on this.
Share the wealth.
I'm sure I know those conferences have a cocktail mingling hour. So.
That's exactly. 1 hour from now, we got to meet upstairs.
All right. So,
any other board comments?
I just wanted to say that when we go into closed session, we need to somehow keep Rana on it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Rana has a question or comment. She's trying to get your attention.
No, she sent me a text and said she wants to be on for closed session.
Okay. If there's nothing else, we will adjourn and go to closed session.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. You guys have a good summer.
They'll sign
you too.
And then you sign all of the budget ones. And I'll fix that in a minute.
And then for the charter for the J13, I don't know who their board members are.
It doesn't matter. Ish can sign it, but our board can sign it.
Okay.
The only concern is I can stop recording now.